I was born up at the road at the corner, and the lady next door delivered me. She used to bring all the babies into the world. She saw you in and she laid you out when you died.
Good heavens.
The old lady. And I was born there on a Sunday morning. Then when I got married, I moved down to the house where I am now.
Gosh, so you haven't
And I've been in this house 67 years.
Good. So that was the cottage that's now at the entrance to Queen Margaret's School.
That's right, the lodge. They called it the Lodge, East Lodge.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I had a brother, but he died many, many years ago. He was 6 years older than me. He was only I think he was due to retire 65 after the Christmas, and it was the Christmas when he died.
Right.
And Mum lived to be 93, mm-hmm. and she was a Hull lady, and not used to the country at all, but she settled very well. She ended her days in the Dow House, down the road from me, and she loved her garden and things like that, and she enjoyed village life.
Yes.
She was a Hull lady, she enjoyed village life.
So was your father from this village?
My father was from this village. He was one of, I think there were about 8 or 9 of them, yeah. And his father was a farm labourer, and he worked on various farms. So I think my father had lived in one or two different houses in the village.
Yeah.
Or farms just outside. Didn't appreciate it until I've got to be an older person. If we needed something or said, we want a rabbit, there was a rabbit hutch appeared. And all sorts of things. He was a very handy man. And I miss him greatly for that. It's an awful thing to say, but not used to being with somebody and they don't know how to do things. He would, don't mind you, to do it as well. When we first came here, he built a shed, made it from just planks. He made this shed. He was poorly, he'd had a heart attack. My husband was poorly. And I was taken outside and I was shown the pile of stuff. And under instructions from him, I built that shed.
God.
The only thing I didn't do was put the felt stuff on the roof. Somebody came and did that. But that was, you'd got to get on and he told you what to do and you to do it.
Right.
He didn't say you were bored or you were given a fork to go and dig then run over or something like that. You were always given a job, you didn't.
So what were the facilities like at the cottage?
Very, very, I'm looking for the word.
Sparse?
At that time, it was rural at that time. There was no electricity. We had Aladdin lamps until I got older, and then we asked the people opposite if they would go, there were two houses opposite, if they would look in and would get the electricity from the police station to the houses, but they didn't want to spend money. So we had Calagas put in. We were lucky, we had two pumps. There were for water. One was a soft water pump and one was a hard water pump. My father kept bees. He was a real handy man. It didn't matter what you said, he could turn his hand to it and do it. So that's the way I was brought up. If there was something to do, you get on and do it.